Just dawned on me that Wheel of Fortune and the World Series are on the same channel.
No!
So Wheel of Fortune's getting bumped back to 10:30 tonight.
Well, you better get a coffee right now.
Ryan, I'd like to buy several Z's.
Nice.
Well played.
Wicked.
A youth football team in Pennsylvania has been banned from their league because of parent behavior.
Ew!
The Aliquippa Little Quips youth football team has been removed from the league just days away from the league's semifinals. Officials with the Beaver County Youth Football League said there has been a history of misconduct among parents and a recent fight among adults that involved a pregnant woman was the nail in the coffin.
Wow.
But the Little Quips organization said the kids, some of them as young as 4, should not be punished for the actions of their parents.
Ooh. I don't know in this day and age that I necessarily agree with that. And yes, it is unfortunate that parents are acting a fool. But I think it's the only thing that parents will pay attention to if the league says your behavior as an adult is so bad that you have to explain to your child why they don't get to play anymore.
Some of the kids are as young as 4.
Yep.
They're not going to the NFL yet. They're 4. Jason Harvey, who is president of the Aliquippa Youth Football Organization, said the program is instrumental in keeping the youth out of trouble. We love our kids. We love our program. The love of football in Aliquippa starts young with the Little Quips.
They're not even playing real football yet.
No, they're playing mob
ball. Herd ball.
Yeah. The team was booted from the league by a vote of 6-3. A statement from the Beaver County Youth Football League detailed an incident last Saturday following the game between the Central Valley Little Warriors and the Little Quips. They say a pregnant mother was assaulted by several Aliquippa spectators.
How do you stop it?
Well, this is an effective way.
Let me ask you a different way. How did it get to this point before they stopped it?
I don't know. Listen, I've coached many a game. I even coached mob soccer one time. Ugh. I can't even imagine getting upset over a 5 or 6-year-old kid playing football. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Well, I mention it every time this topic comes up. I was a referee for soccer for 2 days. I was refereeing herd ball, and the parents were still so aggressive. Like, oh, come on. That's a bad call, ref. I'm like, they're not even playing yet. They just can't kick each other.
Remember back, especially with soccer, when the kids are 3 or 4 or 5. Like, I remember Jack holding the parent coach's hand and running up and down, hand in hand,
yes,
with the parent, because he wanted an adult. Like, he was still like, not sure what's going on here, not sure this is for me, not sure if I like it. We have a photo of him running up and down that field, hand in hand with a parent coach.
I can remember coaching mob ball soccer, being on the field with the coach of the other team, pointing to my team which direction they're supposed to go.
Right. Well, I still do that. That's what the arrows are for.
Well, I know, but we were actually on the... Okay.
But to Dana's point, and we never want to punish the kids for the parents' behavior, but I think that's the only thing that's going to get it through their thick skulls that, hey, you're not the one on the field. You're a spectator.
They're 5, Sam. They're 4. They're 6 years old. I mean, are we keeping stats?
It's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. You got to get in there, you know? You got to get angry.
God. No, no, and no.
Sarcasm.
I think I know it. I think it's the best thing. I think it's the best thing you can do.
I actually don't
say to the parents, you are picking up your ball and going home, and then you explain to your child
why they're not playing next Saturday.
Why they're not playing, and it's because of bad adult behavior.
Well, but you see, but they'll find some other reason. Well, the league's just out of control. You know, they're trying to, you know, take away my First Amendment rights.
Oh, God.
I mean, give it a rest, parents. And by parents, I just mean those of you who are out of control.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Why not name them?
In what forum?
I don't know. Whatever forum we shall discuss here.
The league website?
Ooh. Yes. Ooh. I think on the league website, and here's why I ask, it's, you know, at the point that a pregnant woman's injured, this may be criminal. It might not be. It's probably civil. You know, let's say that list of names includes six people involved in some sort of brawl on any given Saturday or Sunday. You know, there could be real world ramifications for bad behavior on the sidelines for some parents, depending on what they do for a living. And you know I'm right.
You are right. But what if you get one name wrong? We had this conversation yesterday off the air. It's not defamation if it's true.
Sure.
So you name one parent who has witnesses that he or she was not involved in the fight.
Now you do have a lawsuit.
Now you've just defamed somebody, and your little football organization or league is on the hook for about $100,000 in damages.
I have a great idea. When they brawl, take an up-close picture of them while they're brawling.
It's caught on tape.
And then treat it like the gas station treats thieves and post the picture on the fence on the way into the facility saying
the wall of shame.
These people got in a fight last time. You could even put up like a
Sam, they put it on social. Put it on social and say, this is the photo. The photo speaks for itself.
But put up like a board and you have stars and X's. And if there's a game where they don't fight, give them a star. Treat them like they're 5 year olds because they're acting like they're 5 year olds.
Star for you.
You get in a fight, you get an X. You get three X's, sorry, you're not coming back.
Okay.
Bad monkey.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798 on Dana and Parks.